Om.
Why is not coming?
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Unalaska City Council at 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 14th. I'd ask Councilman Luby to lead us in the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mayor. Councilmember Bell is out. Councilmember Coleman?
Here.
Councilmember Luby?
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Here.
Councilmember Robinson?
Present.
Councilmember Tungle?
Here.
Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. We do have a quorum. I'll ask Councilman Luby to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Councilman Luby. I welcome all the visitors here this evening. Those of you driving around, stop by. Okay. First, item number five is a city employee anniversary. Wee Nguyen, please join me in the up front here, please. In recognition, Wee Nguyen, the City of Unalaska honors you for your 15 years of meritorious service with the City of Unalaska. Your professionalism, knowledge, skills, and dedication has been of exceptional value to the City of Unalaska. Your fellow staff members, the Unalaska City Council, and the community thank you for 15 years of service with the City of Unalaska. May 1, 2007 through May 1, 2022. Congratulations. I'll also give you a 15-year pin.
Congratulations, Wee.
Congratulations again, Wee. Good job. Okay, next item is six, adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda?
I'll move to adopt the agenda.
A second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, the agenda is adopted. Item number seven is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting of May 24th and 26th. May I have a motion and second to approve the proposed minutes of May 24th meeting?
Move to approve minutes of previous meeting, May 24th, May 26th, 2022.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, the proposed minutes have been approved. The next item is item eight, reports. And the first item is financials for April 2022. I'll turn it over to the Assistant City Manager.
All right. Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. The financials is provided in the packet, and Jim Sharp is on the line to discuss any questions you have.
Do I have any questions for Jim Sharp or JR? on the financials. Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. I was kind of surprised to see here revenues for the electric proprietary fund doing so well. I'm wondering, possibly, is that increase in usage or because we had had the rate change for this fiscal year and we've already exceeded that. So I don't know if there's any insight as to why we're doing so well with that particular revenue.
Acting Director Tompkins.
Good evening. This is
Hi, Jim. I'm here. I can grab that one.
Okay, thanks.
We're just selling diesel. We buy it and it's in the revenues. It gets reflected in the revenues. It's a strange way to have it, but it's just a pass through the COPA. So it shows up as more revenues and it shows up as more expenses too.
So, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So just the price of diesel just reflected in that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions on the financials? Okay, thank you. Next item is the city manager's report. I'll turn it over to the city manager, and he's on the phone. Preston?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the only thing I have to add is that we did two city manager interviews today, Mayor Tudyakov and Dennis Robinson and JR and I did interviews with David Lynch and George Zuki, and we have one more tomorrow with Charles Jackson, and then we'll report back to the City Council. We're scoring the interviews, and then we'll get back to the City Council on the next step. And I believe the next step would be whether or not the Council wants to have one or two or which candidates come out with their spouse to do an on-site interview and maybe a little reception to meet some of the stakeholders in the community. So that's all I have to report. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you, Chris. Any comments or questions for Chris? Nope. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
who is this? Go ahead.
This is Robinson. I just want to thank Chris for giving us the information he's given us so far. It's extremely helpful to see what's actually going on now. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Something wrong with our volume here or something. You're in and out. But
all right. Thank you, Chris, for the information.
Okay, thanks. Any further questions or comments for city manager? None? Okay. Thank you, Chris. And we'll have another meeting tomorrow. Next item is community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. You got 3 minutes to make your comment. Lynn Chambers first.
It's Albert Burnham, Recreation Manager for PCR. Just a couple announcements on things that PCR's got coming up shortly. Next Tuesday, we've got our Summer Solstice Run. That's kind of our 2-mile kickoff fun run, but you can do it fast if you want to. So that's next Tuesday. 4th of July parade is coming up. We've got a good lineup of businesses and folks that are set to participate. So if anybody's got a business yet or individual, whoever, you know, we're welcome to have you come down to the community center and sign up to be in the parade. And then finally, for the duration of the summer, we have our summer hiking challenge coming back again. We partner with APIA to do monthly prize drawings, but get you out. We do folks that take part in that are responsible for purchasing their own OC land use permit, but at the end of the summer, if you participate, you get a custom patch for getting out and getting some sunshine. So just a few of the things that PCR's got going on this summer.
Okay, thank you. Chief, Fire Chief.
Fire Chief Patrick Shelp. Oh, I actually have a couple of things. I've almost made it 2 years without having to come up here and talk to y'all, so I've done really well. But we have two things going on. We're having the fire truck, the tower truck that you may have seen around town. We're going to have it here today so y'all could all go out and look at it. We hadn't finished putting everything on it yet, so we want to do it when it's completely finished. We're having a push-in ceremony Thursday, June the 23rd at 6 o'clock at Station 2, so at the MacNac Station. So we're inviting everybody out, the entire community, especially council, because y'all are the ones who made this possible for us. There's going to be hot dogs, chips. There's going to be some swag bags for prevention. It's going to be Father Bereskin's going to bless the truck. And then the firefighters are going to push it in, and then we'll have a demonstration of what the truck will do. And if you want to go up in the tower, you can go and take a look from 107 feet up. So June the 23rd at 6 p.m. And then second, the airport, the Unalaska Department of Transportation, is having their triannual exercise on the 30th at 7 o'clock. And I just want to let you know that it's going to be a full-scale exercise. So all the fire trucks are going to be there. The port's going to be there. Police is going to be there. It's going to be, we're going to have a plane that goes off the end of the runway. There are going to be people in the water. We're going to have to rescue people out. So it's going to be a pretty big thing. So if anybody in the community asks what's going on, it's an exercise that we're doing with DOT. So just so that's on your radar, so nobody's surprised, like, what's going on at the airport? You say, you never have to say, I don't know. So that was my two. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh. Got some questions for you.
Is that just DOT and fire department?
It'll be all of us.
Nobody involved in the community. A certain group.
We will use the community for moulage stuff, meaning there are some people who've already talked to in the community that's going to be the walking wounded, or the dive team actually is going to be the people who are in the water that we're rescuing. It's going to be Coast Guard will be there. It'll be every agency who will be there if it really happens.
Oh, deploying some boom?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. There's supposed to be a leak, so yeah. I can't tell you everything. Come
okay.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Dennis?
Yes, thank you. You've got a pretty exciting letter from And so he's thanking the Unalaska Native Fishermen Association. We'd like to thank the Unalaska City Council for their letter to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council supporting our proposal to create a new fishing sector for boats 55 feet and under. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council today voted unanimously to move the project forward for final action. If approved, this action will guarantee members of the community will always have the opportunity to fish cod in a small boat, as we have for generations. The Colorado Tribe and the Uwasha Corporation, along with numerous members of the community, also have made contributions of support. This is an excellent example of what we can achieve by all working together. And thank you, Dustin Dickerson. So this approval will be in your October meeting. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Councilman Robinson. That was a letter from UNFA that was sent recently thanking us for support at the fisheries meeting in Sitka, if you didn't get it clearly. We have Mr. Kelty, comment?
Yes. Good evening, Mayor and council members. Vice Mayor Robinson kind of took my thunder, because that's what I was going to lead off with. But it went very well at Sitka. I just returned late Sunday night from Sitka, and it was, you know, we've been working on this small boat issue for 4.5 years. And if you want to go back in time to the early 90s when we were, Sitka City was supporting UNFA's request for a jig allocation, well, now I think we've got an allocation that will be able to utilize for the benefit of the small boat sector in this community. And also, it'll be available for new entrants into the fishery. You know, all they have to do is come up with the money to get an LLP, and they'll be able to fish their 55-foot boat under in waters close by to Unalaska. So there's been some opportunity for growth in this. And the council was very supportive. As Dennis mentioned, we had good support in letters from all sectors of the community, and also individuals that weighed in on it. And so it went very well. Just one other topic, or a couple other ones. I made some comments under Snow Crab Rebuilding Plan of the importance to get as much research done on that fishery that's going into possibly a 10-year rebuilding plan. We told them about the importance of that snow crab fishery to Unalaska, and that if at all possible, with when they do the summer survey that's underway right now and the survey next year, the snow crab rebuilding plan won't go into effect until the fall of 23. So hopefully, if there's some good signs out there, we just told them that it'd be very important if we can have a directed fishery as long as it fits within ABF&G's fisheries management plan on snow crab, and how important that would be to try and keep the crab industry afloat as we're going through these sad times. And lastly, on a golden king crab issue that's been floating around a year ago, you might remember, Mr. Mayor, that you put a letter in asking that the processing use cap for the Eastern District of the golden king crab go away so we can keep golden king crab being processed and help develop the live crab market. That will be up for final action at the summer meeting, and that's very important. Just a couple other items. There was a lot of time spent on salmon bycatch issues at the council meeting. And also, we learned a little bit more about St. Paul's management plan for a marine sanctuary. And that is, I think, as people are really going to be looking at that and what the potential impact could be. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Frank. Went over the 3 minutes, but we'll let you slide. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Any further comments on Zoom or in the chambers?
No, sir.
Okay. Our next item is item 10, next public comment on agenda items. This time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. If you don't want to wait until item comes up on a regular agenda to comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, state your name. You have 3 minutes. Does anyone wish to speak on pub agenda items? Is there anyone on Zoom?
No, sir.
Thank you. Being no public comment, we'll move on to item number 11, public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. There's a 3-minute limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. We have one item for public hearing. The public hearing is now open. For ordinance 2022-07, creating a budget amendment number 5 to the FY 2022 budget, appropriating $100,000 from the general fund for an elementary school heating repairs project, and increasing the port operating revenue budget by $230,000 for electricity at harbor facilities. Mute your phone. Does anyone wish to speak? Anyone on Zoom?
Yes, Mayor. We have Ms. Denise Rankin raise her hand.
Okay. Go ahead and speak. State your name for the record.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mayor and Council. This is Denise Rankin speaking as just a public community member, and I wanted to thank the Council for looking at helping to fund the heating system for the school. Having budget cuts to the school funding makes it difficult to stay on top of things, and I think this would be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mute the dog, too. Anyone else on Zoom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for a comment. Move on to item 12. Next is the consent agenda, in which there are three items listed in the agenda. Absent a request from council to move one or more items to the regular agenda for discussion, the consent agenda is adopted without discussion and with a single vote. The titles of the consent agenda are Ordinance 2022-07, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 5 to the FY 2022 budget, appropriating $100,000 from the general fund to the elementary school heating repairs project, and increasing the port operation revenue budget by $230,000 for electricity at the harbor facilities. Item B, resolution 2022-26, authorizing the city manager to sign FY23 community schools agreement between the City of Unalaska and the Unalaska City School District. Item C, resolution 2022-27, authorizing the city manager to approve the replacement of the existing cell tower on Telalaska's lease premises on Lot 1 Needle Subdivision. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the consent agenda?
Move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Coleman. Request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mayor. Coleman?
Yes.
Nicholson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tungle?
Yes.
Luby?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On a roll call vote of 5 yes and 0 nays, Council has adopted Ordinance 2022-07, Resolution 2022-26, and 2022-27 resolution. Item 13, we are now in the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on a regular agenda item must sign up with the city clerk. There's a 3-minute time limit per person. Ordinance 2022-08, first reading, amending the fee schedule specifying the fees and charge for services, labor, and equipment provided by the city. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2022-08 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th. Lost it.
Which one is it?
2020. 2008. 07 or 08? I don't know, it says 08 on here. For second reading. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2022-08 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 28th.
I move to introduce resolution 2022-08 and schedule it for second reading on June 28th. Thank you.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman and seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn this over to City Manager for more information and introduction. JR.
Okay. All right. Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council members. Each year, City Council reviews the fee schedule specifying the fees and charges for services, labor, and equipment provided by the city. And attached for your review are the proposed changes to take effect on July 1st, 2022 for FY23. Thank you.
Okay, I got the other.
Councilman Tungle.
Oh.
Are there any comments or questions from council for JR? There on the phone, anyone?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. It appears that a majority of the increases in the fees are due to the negotiated union contracts, am I correct?
Yes, I believe Jim Sharp might be able to help with that answer. Are you still available, Jim?
I am here. Unfortunately, I was not involved in setting the rate fees, the fee schedule. Unfortunately, I can't speak to the impact of changes and what drove them.
Okay. Maybe that'll help if somebody has a specific question for you.
Well, thank you. Because as I look through the document, it has all to do with the time of labor. Those seem to be the majority of the changes in the labor fees.
Councilman Tungle.
Yeah. So with this increase, do we give notification to the customer, especially regular customers, or they just see it on their bill? Is there a notification we do for this kind of increase?
This is a public document that is posted on the city website, so members of the community can access this, and I do know that sometimes when customers do have questions like with electric utility rates or other rates, the departments will refer them to this fee schedule on the website.
Thank you.
Any further questions for JR on the rate increase? Okay. Has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. Motion was to approve have a motion and a second to introduce 2022-08 and schedule it for public hearing second reading on June 28th. I'll request a roll call vote.
Certainly. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
A roll call vote of 5 yes, 0 nays. With this vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing and second reading for Ordinance 2022-08 on June 28, 2022. Our next item is Ordinance 2022-09. First reading, amending the Port of Dutch Harbor, Unalaska Marine Center Terminal tariff. I have a motion and a second to introduce ordinance 2022-09 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th.
I move to introduce ordinance 2022-09 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 28, 2022.
A second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to JR, Assistant City Manager.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council Members. This ordinance 2022-09 adjusts the Unalaska Marine Center terminal tariff to align with the ports and harbors fees as outlined in the schedule for fees and charges for services, labor, and equipment, and by referencing Section 1 rates in the fee schedule, which apply to all City of Unalaska ports and harbor facilities. I believe Peggy is on the line if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you, JR. Next, any council members have comments or questions? Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. Page 4 of the document, I think it's packet, I can't read it, it's a word. Talking about the explanation of symbols and abbreviations, referring to a PUA, preferential use agreement. Thought we were getting away from that term. It's not, don't think it's referenced in the document anywhere, so I'm wondering what the validity of keeping that verbiage in this document. It's for
Mr. Coleman. Yeah, you're correct. We are moving away from the PUA. I'm sorry if I've interjected here where I wasn't welcomed, but just have to tell on the phone. The PUA, strictly what we're amending on the tariff today is, I'm getting feedback. So what we're amending on the tariff is adopting the new fee schedule that applies from Section 1 into the rates of the tariff. So there should be, we did not eliminate the PUA language. We could certainly turn that into, we could take that out, or we could change that, but it doesn't really make a difference because there are no PUAs other than the Coast Guard and North Pacific Fuel.
Okay. The other question I had there on page 12, I think it's 106 of the document. I can't see it's overtyped. But under C, so item 108C, right to refuse freight. I'm curious. It says third paragraph deemed extra offensive, perishable, or hazardous. What specifically is that a common term when referring to a document like this? And I've never heard of it. And what particularly would be extra offensive?
I think that specifically applies to certain circumstances where we had rotten fish.
Okay. I mean, is
vessels that had holds full of fish that went bad. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, is that subject to interpretation? I mean, is that just something that is well known in tariffs that is typically used? Just kind of curious. It seems fairly subjective.
Well, that's what we have used it for, but I think really what it does is it gives us a right to refuse freight that does not provide value to the port or could put us in a situation of liability or handling hazardous material. So, the word offensive may be old language, but I think that's the intent.
Okay. And one more question, item 273 on page 24 of the document. I think it's 118 of the council packet. Vessel rates for wastewater services, you've got 200, well, for LOA over 600 feet, you've got a really big, crazy number there. I don't know if that's a typo or why. And then it's less than the 301 to 600 feet, so I'm not sure what the what the intent was on that dollar value there.
Yeah, I don't have, Barry, I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't have the document in front of me. The original fees were structured based on the length overall and the average tank, what they would hold and what that meant per gallon, and it was basically made off or formulated off of the wastewater treatment plant rate schedule. So let me take a step back on that, and we'll take a look at that and make sure we understand that better for the second reading.
Right, great, thank you. It's less than the 301 to 600 feet, and then it's got, it looks like it was imported maybe from an Excel or something, I don't know, but the number is more than a typical dollar value. So anyway, yes, if you could.
Sure.
Well, review that for a final document. And then that's all I have.
Yeah.
That looks like a typo in there and needs to be reviewed.
306, so it should be 306. Okay. Still typo. Don't want to confuse
them. Okay, any further questions for regarding Ordinance 2022-09? Port fees, first reading. Anyone on the phone?
No, sir.
Okay. Has anyone signed up for public comment? No?
No, sir.
I'll restate the motion, the ordinance to motion and second to introduce Ordinance 2022-09 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
On a vote of 5 yeses and 0 nays, with this vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing and second reading for Ordinance 2022-09 on June 28, 2022. We'll move to item C. Ordinance 2022-10, first reading, adopting the fiscal year 2023 operating and capital budget for the City of Unalaska. We have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2022-10 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th.
I move to introduce Ordinance 2022-10. And schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 28, 2022.
Now, second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, seconded by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to JR, Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council Members. This is the first reading of the FY23 Operating and Capital Budget for approval to Council, and to send a second reading and public hearing on June 28th, 2022.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we'll have council discussion and council members on the phone. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, and anyone up here on the council chambers? Questions or comments? Question, comment. Go ahead, Councilman Luby.
Okay. Well, the one comment is, of course, we're in the negative on a lot of our funds here, and we all know why. But actually, on it's the second page of the packet there, on the appropriated net assets, it actually looked like we were in the black on all of these, and they should either probably have a negative or in be in parentheses. If they're in the negative, I would say. That's just one note. With the special revenue fund and the proprietary funds, those are the ones that I'm looking at mostly. And actually, I don't have a whole lot of comment right now. Yeah, amazing, right? Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any further comment, Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. So I want to turn my focus on public safety. I thought there was even something written in one of the memos previous back in April referring to talking about their training and a pretty large increase in funding for that. And not that, I mean, I know that I kind of harped on fire, I think, last year a little bit on the training. Training's important. Please don't get me wrong, but when you see increases, you like to see, you know, where that money's, how that money's spent and what kind of training is going on to help departments. I do want to say, though, but I'm looking at, I mean, we have an E911 enhanced tax that is still sitting at the table, $55,000 according to the budget summary as of to date. And so there's an ask for increase in budget, and I know that some can't cross over, but some can. I mean, like if you money that you may have appropriated to a certain for the system and for the training for that system that you don't have to use for other things now. So I guess I'm trying to understand why the need for such a large increase in the budget. I think it was like 37% or so, when you also have increased funds supply for E911 that you've got and they're not using. So that's my question. Yeah.
Okay, I don't have the answer for you right now, but I could look into that for you or for council.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. I mean, just like I said, you know, there's a need to increase in training, and yet there's untouched funds that we have for training. So I want to make sure that this is duly used and appointed and really necessary, because maybe when this was come out that they didn't know what they'd get for E911, and I think that's, and I don't want to mix the two, but I think that if you're getting this revenue generated specific for one equipment and training, and you're seeing a marketably increase in other training needs. So yes, thank you if you could follow up on that.
Councilman Tungo, thank you.
Just one of that's based on our investment earnings stock market fluctuating really bad. So is there any update on that, please?
Jim, would you be able to answer that?
I can also try and attempt to address Councilmember Coleman's question regarding training. When the former city manager and I met with the different department heads in February, we went through the various training items, budgeted items for public safety, and it was very detailed. And if Chief King is there, you can certainly corroborate this, but when we went through that, it was clear to me that the training items in the public safety budget were not related to E911 at all. And the E911 is very specific in terms of what you can and can't use it for. And again, none of that training qualified for E911. That is why you see it in the different aspects of the public safety's budget. In terms of the investment question, stock market continues to be volatile, particularly with the level of inflation
And I know just last week when the annual inflation rate of 8% was announced, the stock market really tanked for a couple of days. And it's going to continue to be volatile until they can get this under control. And unfortunately, the portfolio that we have in terms of the investments is going to continue to feel that struggle. The good part about that is we don't necessarily need those dollars currently, and it can continue to fluctuate. And at a time in the future when we may need those monies, it should be stabilized by that point where that income will be on the upswing a little bit, and we can take advantage of that if necessary.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Any further questions on the budget? Okay, thank you. City Clerk, is anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion. We had a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2022-10 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th. That is the motion. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 5 yes, 0 nays, with this vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing and second reading of Ordinance 2022-10 on June 28, 2022. Next item is Item D, Ordinance 2022-11, first reading, rezoning Lot 1, Block 3, USS 1992, from general commercial to moderate density residential. May I have a motion and a second to introduce Ordinance 2022-11 and schedule it for a public hearing and second reading on June 28th?
I'll move to introduce Ordinance 2022-11 and schedule for public hearing and second reading on June 28th, 2022.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, second by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn this over to JR, the Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council Members. The Planning Commission passed their resolution 2022-04 at a regularly scheduled meeting on April 21st, 2022. And the resolution recommended City Council approve a zone change request for property described and ordinance in ordinance 2022-11, and the applicant is Arctic Chiropractic, and Bill, I think he is here to answer any questions we have.
Okay, thank you. And council discussion at this time, and I'll call on Councilman Robinson and Councilman Nicholson for comment first.
This is Councilman Robinson. I actually like seeing that portion of the town get rezoned to something that is similar to what they're doing. And I don't have any other questions other than that. Thank you.
It's Councilman Nicholson, and I am in support of this. I would like to see more housing available in the city of Unalaska. So I'm in support of this.
Okay, thank you. Council in the chambers, comments? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I'm just curious why, I saw that there were some things with the parking and stuff, but it seems to me why it was not approved for the high density that they were looking for because of parking. But I'm looking at the aerial, and it looks like there's lots of parking there. So I'm just kind of curious how that decision came about.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. This is actually at the discussion and decision of the City Planning Commission. They wanted to make sure that it was something that they felt was more in keeping with how the area was zoned and developing the site and the size of the site, and they didn't feel that high-density zoning, that site could develop, that site could support high-density zoning. So they wanted to zone it what the applicant wanted the use for, but not to encourage overdevelopment.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further comment? Ruby? Okay. All right, being no further comment, thank you. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Great, thank you. No public comment. I'll restate the motion. Motion and second to introduce ordinance 2022-11 and schedule it for public hearing and second reading on June 28th, 2022. With that, I'll request a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And with that vote, the council has scheduled a public hearing and second reading for ordinance 2022-11 on June 28, 2022. Roll call vote of 5 yes, 0 nays. Item E is travel approval for AML summer meeting August 10th and 12th in Sitka. May I have a motion and a second to approve the mayor and or council travel to AML summer meeting in Sitka on August 10th and 12th?
Move to approve the mayor and up to 3 council members for the AML summer legislative conference in Sitka, Alaska on August 10th to the 12th, 2022.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman to authorize the mayor and 2 councilmen.
Up to 3.
3?
Up to 3, yeah.
3 council to travel to AML summer meeting and seconded by Councilman Tungle. Council discussion. Who wants to travel?
Not me. Are you going?
August?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
It's the middle of the season.
Yeah, and it's... Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Councilman Robinson. Volunteering?
Yes, thank you. No, I'm not. This is one meeting that I will miss for AML. It's the first meeting I've missed on, and I'm on the board. I will be with my son in Arizona State, getting him into college. So, but I think him is a higher priority than AML. So, this is one I won't be going to.
Okay, thank you, and good luck. I'll be going, then sounds like no one else is going to stand in for Unalaska's interest, and I don't know if city manager usually goes to those or not.
I'll look at my schedule, but I think I can go, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, great.
Yeah, usually it's pretty hard to get reservation at that time of year too, so doing it early is the best, so whoever wants to go.
Okay. All right. Councilman Nicholson, I haven't heard from you. You're not available, or?
No, I'm going to be busy with the fleet doing Pollock. Sorry, I can't make this one.
What do you say? No?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. So it'll be myself and City Manager Laddick, sounds like. All right. So it'll be mayor and from the council.
Yeah.
That's it. City manager will make his own arrangements. Or
in case there'll be any available, is it okay to do it late?
I think it's a matter of at least 2 week notice to get signed up and everything. So if you're within that 2 weeks of the meeting, I don't know, it might be
a little too
tight and won't be able to get you in. We had that problem last year. Has anyone signed up from the public to comment?
No, sir.
I'll restate the motion. Motion and second to approve the mayor and or council to travel to Sitka on August 10th and 12th. It sounds like it'll be just myself and city manager at this point. If there's changes, you have until the July, what is that, 12th, to make a change. Whatever next council meeting in July 12th, I think. June 20th? 28th?
Yes, sir. Or do you want
it? In July.
In July, okay.
Okay, we'll check the date.
July 12th, yes, sir.
May I have a roll call vote, please?
Yes, Mayor.
Can we make the motion, just the mayor? Or?
Yeah.
The motion is the council approved the mayor and a council member to travel, if they can travel. Right now, there's no councilman available, so I'll be just going with myself and the city manager.
So I'll make a motion to approve the mayor to travel to AML summer meeting on August 10 through 12, 2022 in Sitka.
A second.
That's an amendment to include names by Councilman Tungle and second by Councilman Luby for the amendment. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
On a roll call vote for the amendment, it's 5 in yes and 0 nays to approve the names of those traveling to Sitka. Now to the main motion. Roll call, please.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And a roll call vote to approve the mayor and city manager travel to Sitka on August 10th and 12th through the 12th for AML summer meeting has been approved on a vote of 5 yes, 0 nays. Okay. Now we're down to item 14, council directives to the city manager. If there are any directives, there must be a motion first and seconded. Any directives? Okay, hearing none. At this time, community input and announcement. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council and make announcements on a 3-minute limit. Anyone have announcements? I have one. I want to thank JR for his service as the assistant city manager. He is leaving his position as of tomorrow. I think is your last day. 15th and you leave on the 17th?
Yes, it's at least tomorrow is the last day actually physically in the office. I may come in Thursday just for a little bit and probably stop by before I head out to the office on Friday morning. So
yeah, I want to thank you for your diligence and dedication that you've had for the last 2.5 years that I've been here. We've gone through a lot, and I really appreciate you sitting in when you had to do it. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. I want to actually just thank Mr. Clay Darnell for coming back. It's always good to see his face and appreciate the work you do here sitting in. And also thank you, Mr. Pearson, for sitting there and quite a bit the last couple of months, and really do appreciate you stepping up and doing the work. And then your history here with the city, and good luck in Oklahoma.
Right, thank you, Sherry.
Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Didn't get to work with you for very long, but what I did, I enjoyed. So thank you very much. Appreciate all your help with everything in the interim here, and good luck to you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Councilman Tungo?
Thank you, JR. Thank you for putting up with us. So I know it's been a pleasure working with you and your professionalism as well, and we appreciate what you've done for the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Councilman on the phone, if you have any comments.
Yes, this is Councilman Nicholson. JR, thank you very much for everything that you've done, and good luck in your future, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Yes. JR, thank you. This is Dennis. Appreciate your work and your length of time with the city. It's been a while. It's been a long time. And really appreciate that. I do wish that you're going to be able to stay not busy in your retirement. But usually that doesn't work. So good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I'd like to welcome Clay. City manager, or who's that? Chris?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sorry.
I'd like to thank JR too. Yeah. Mr. Mayor, thank you. I'd like to thank JR as well for his many years of work with the city. He's got the corporate memory on a lot of permitting and issues with the powerhouse and wastewater and the landfill, et cetera, et cetera. It's really going to be missed. And we'll take bets on how long you last in retirement. I didn't last very long. Thanks, JR.
All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
And right now, I'd like to welcome Clay Darnell. He's our new finance director. He's new in town. I was back here. He's stepping in until we get placement. I appreciate you coming back here to the community and look forward to working with you this next year or so, couple of years. Thank you. Welcome back. We change them out in a hurry around here. We seem to change out finance directors about every other year or something like that. But we hope you're here longer. Thanks. All right, anyone on Zoom or comments?
No one raised their hand, your mayor. Mr.
All right,
mayor.
Thank you. Having completed our all items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 7:06 p.m. Good night, Unalaska.
All right.